D2WB1293,
take one. Tell my band. Yeah, something like that.
For the coupon in Sunday's newspapers.
Well, he's here, and we're going to be talking with him momentarily. Paul Revere and the Raiders from Classic KZOK.
Listen. The new KZOK. Quality rock and roll at 102.5. Listen to it.
Paul Revere and the Raiders from Classic KZOK. Dan Holliday with you this morning, and we are just honored as heck to have with us Mr. Paul Revere in the studio this morning. How are you?
Hey, Dan, you got me out of bed way too early, and you haven't even offered me coffee yet. I'm upset. All you do is talk fast, play rock and roll, and you don't give me no coffee. I need coffee. I got to catch up with you.
I know. I want to tell the folks why you're here today. And
why am I here?
Well, then? You're here because of the 18th annual Budweiser Autorama Motorsports Expo, and it's at the Coliseum.
That's true.
And it's on today and tomorrow.
I love it. I'm telling you, old cars and old rock and roll, nothing will bring you back memories like that, you know? There's a lot of people out there that like that old rock and roll,
well,
and finding out that that there's a lot of young kids that couldn't possibly have been alive when we were rocking.
Right.
Who are aware of our stuff, thanks to radio stations like yourself here that play the old stuff, and these kids listen to it because that's good vintage rock.
Well, it's classic rock and roll.
That's the word, classic rock and roll.
But you can play that for anybody, and it's great. I mean, they will appreciate it. Give me one insight, a personal insight behind the song "Just Like Me." That's what we're going to play. So give me something that the listeners can say. Oh, I heard that from Paul Revere.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think all I can say is that in the Louie Louie days, right? Songs shouldn't have more than three chords.
That's right.
Because it could make you walk with a limp. It could screw up your brain forever
if you
had more than three chords.
Right.
So we looked for songs with three chords, songs that were similar to Louie Louie.
Right.
This is similar.
Paul Revere and the Raiders will be appearing this afternoon and tomorrow at the Seattle Coliseum for the 18th annual Budweiser Autorama Motorsports Expo, and there's going to be a lot of cars and people and great rock and roll, so you can check in on that this afternoon.
Come on out and see the show, buy that video, and listen to Danny Holliday.
All right.
And quality rock and roll. I don't care what the sign says on the wall.
Okay. It's classic KZOK. It's the rock and roll
quality.
Time machine.
You call it classic, I call it quality.
Okay. The Raiders from the Rock and Roll Time Machine from Classic KZOK. It's Danny Holliday here with you. If you have something you'd like to hear, give us a call, 421-5050. That's the number of our request line.
More Raiders
songs. Okay, we'll get those on here momentarily. But first, here's Johnny Burnett.
Nobody in the world's going to give you love as sweet as mine.
Johnny Burnett from the Rock and Roll Time Machine at Classic KZOK. It's Dan Holliday with you from now until 12 noon. And our special guest today, Paul Revere.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Johnny Burnett, you got any Dorsey Burnett hanging around?
No, but he did a song called "The Boys Kept Hanging Around."
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do. We're going to play the Indian Reservation song now.
Sure. This was a biggie.
In fact, Indian Reservation was the biggest single ever released in the Northwest in terms of sales. It outsold every single that's ever been released available here. It outsold Presley, it outsold the Beatles, Indian Reservation.
Yeah.
Tell me something unique about it.
I think at the time that we released Indian Reservation, it sold like 3 million records just in the United States. And the only single that had sold that many was by on Columbia, was Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water. So it was a monster record, but when we originally released it, it came out, and it was like 130 with an anchor. Nobody would play it. Nobody would play it.
Right.
Believe it or not, we were in the studio at Columbia recording an album, and Jack Gold, who was the head of A&R,
right.
Jack Gold come walking in the studio one night, and it was the middle of a session. He says, "Hey, I got a record for you guys that I really think you should record on this album, and maybe with a little luck, it might be a single." And he said, "I think this is a hit that got lost." And so we did it in the studio, and it turned out really good. And we got, like I say, it went to some friends and had got some airplay on it. It looked like it was going to take off. And then it kind of laid there. So I decided to get this, do a promotion. And about that time, Easy Rider, the movie, had just come out. And I'm a motorcycle freak. I got six motorcycles, and I was a bike freak. And so we took off on the bikes, and I got a box of records, and I stuck it on the back of my sissy bar. And so every time I saw a radio tower, I would just pull in there, and I'd spin my tires on the disc jockey's forehead and threaten his life if he didn't play the song. And I ended up hitting about 300 radio stations, and it took me about 2 months. And we got that record from being a dud, 150 with an anchor, whatever it was, got it all the way up on the charts, about halfway up the charts. And so I just kept it up. And I spent the entire summer touring, going to radio stations on my bike. And the record was actually released around Christmas time. And it was in July before it finally went to number one.
Took away our ways of life.